Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. The kind of tomb in which Jesus was buried by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus most likely had a square opening, kind of like what you see pictured there. You'd have to bow down to get inside. Off to one side would be a large round stone propped up against the side of the hill, a foot or two higher than the entrance. It would take a couple strong men to get it rolling down the groove or the channel to the front to block the entrance. Now, what I would like you to do is imagine what it would have sounded like when that stone rolled down the track and came to a stop. A huge thud would have been the result. A type of deep, heavy sound that has a feeling of finality to it. Imagine what that would have been like from the inside. You'd hear the stone grinding against the face of the hill and the rocks. Slowly the entrance disappears. Then comes the thud. Pitch darkness. Absolute silence. Life is over. It's done. Even some of the most enjoyable moments in life. Those moments would have included the many meals Jesus shared with his disciples. Imagine the laughter, the camaraderie, the chatter, the sounds of food being dished out, utensils being used, the filling of empty cups, other meals with tax collectors or people on the margins would create similar sounds, some more boisterous, some more subdued and formal. Then there were the noisy meals with thousands in attendance at which bread and fish were miraculously multiplied. Can you imagine the sounds of surprise and satisfaction coming from the crowds? But all of that came to an end with a thud. The stone rolls in place. Everything comes to a halt. The disciples have fled the scene. Joseph and Nicodemus had risked everything to bury Jesus. A few women have observed the place where they laid him, but it's clearly the end of the story. Until it isn't. Until that Sunday, so early in the morning, when the women are coming up the path to anoint Jesus' body with spices, their love for him outweighs everything, including a clear plan for moving that stone. Who will move the stone was evidently a detail they decided they would figure out when they got there. And when they got there, they discovered there was nothing to figure out. The stone had been pushed away. Back up the channel, perhaps. And the sounds are the sounds that astonished people make. Silence punctuated with a few gasps. The type of silly questions you ask when you're utterly amazed. And then a confident, bold, clear voice speaks. It's the voice of an angel. The angel announces that Jesus is risen. His body is not in the tomb. Jesus is alive and going to meet his disciples as he said he would. And just as he said he would, the living Jesus meets with his disciples over the course of 40 days. And during those reunions, Jesus eats with his dear friends. And the sounds of those meals are renewed that would have started with hushed tones, but then astounded cries follow, shouts of joy, Around those tables, Jesus turns men and women into courageous messengers of hope. The angelic message, "He is risen," is now on their lips. It is music to their ears and a song that they will sing to the world. Can you hear it? Can you hear "He is risen" echoing today? Do you find it thrilling? I certainly hope so. Because there are many other sounds that will shake you to your core. One such sound is another thud, a repeated thud, the thud of dirt hitting the top of a casket, filling up a grave, being tamped down. Then another thud, the gravestone being set. And then the sound of tears being shed, cries being stifled, and then silence as everyone leaves the cemetery. Grief and sorrow have their own soundtrack, much of it a quiet absence. There's less of everything because a voice has disappeared. We cry. We sigh. We groan because we can't do anything about it. But Jesus can. Jesus has. Jesus will. The day will come when Jesus returns in glory and power. The silence will be shattered. He will come to your grave, to the grave of all who have followed him. The gravestone, like a tiny crumb, flicked, and away it goes. And the same with the dirt in the grave. And out we come, bodies alive again, hands and feet to hug and dance, eyes to see the glory of God's new creation, ears to hear songs of praise that make even our Easter singing this morning sound like a whisper. And we will feast, surrounded by those who love Jesus. We'll be laughing, talking, singing, a noisy celebration, all because Jesus is larger than the stone, because he is risen, is true. And to encourage you before that great day, there are sounds of resurrection all around you. Do you hear them? Listen to the sound of water splashing in the baptismal font. The stone, no matter how large, cannot stop Jesus from claiming people as his own through water and his name with the name of his Father and the Holy Spirit. Listen today for the wine being poured at the Lord's Supper. No burial stone can stop Jesus from coming to you in this meal with life and forgiveness, because he is living and forgiving. Listen to the pages of the Bible being turned. No stone can silence the voice of God's own Son, which speaks persuasively, calling us all to repentance, consoling the repentant with full pardon, pardon he purchased at the cross. Listen to the sound of the music of resurrection being played and sung this morning. No stone can stop those who love Jesus from singing his praise to the risen and ascended Lord. Listen to the prayers being spoken. No stone, no matter how large, can stop Jesus from listening to our prayers and advocating for us, pleading our case before the throne of his Father. Listen to the laughter and the love and the affection being shared in this fellowship of believers. Let it serve as a present joy and a preview of the coming feast. Listen to the truth at the heart of the world. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. You can do it with me. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.